Hi, this is Chris Kepler with Does This Happen to You? The podcast where we explore the more bizarre ways of getting through your day. This week, we continue with the Oh My God series from The Drunken Cyclist, a blog on WordPress. And here is part 13. In part 12, as I was leaving the town of Amboise, I was unceremoniously run over by our fearless anti-hero, who quickly vanished. I caught up with the other two in the town of Vouvray for a wine tasting, where they filled me in on their little secret. As Grumpy and Mr. Personality were practically rolling around on the floor laughing at my expense, I tried to fill in the tasting room attendant. The two co-conspirators were making quite a scene. Even though there were just a few others in the room, I felt the need to provide an explanation to minimize the loud American fallout. The irony, of course, is that Grumpy is a Canadian. They are the first to distance themselves from the Yanks when it is advantageous, but when they are acting like fools. Although I knew his name, Eve, I had little doubt that he did not remember mine, but I had been to the winery several times, and he certainly recognized me by sight. As I started the abbreviated yarn, he had that somewhat uncomfortable smile, as if to say, I know what you're saying is supposed to be funny at some point, and I am ready to chuckle, but you have not really said anything hilarious yet. Just as I was getting to the end of the story, it was clear that he was just not seeing the humor. Before I was done, it was clear that I had lost him, and he started to walk away, stating that he needed to tend to some of the other customers. At that precise moment, the door swung open. Yep. Oh my God, strolled in. Strolled is the wrong word. It was more of a glide, or a slip, or maybe a stumble. He was wearing his cycling shoes, his thick safety sunglasses and helmet, and as he passed over the threshold, he must have seen something to cause him to jerk his lead foot violently to the left, just as it was about to make contact with the floor. As a result, he was knocked off balance and started to tumble forward. As he extended both of his arms out to break his fall, his momentum suddenly jerked to a stop. Somehow, his foot became wedged underneath the closing door. He quickly turned to determine the culprit, and then tried to violently jerk his foot free. No luck. His foot remained lodged. He tried again, this time with a little jiggle of the foot, followed by a stern tug of the leg. Again, his foot remained securely pinned underneath the door. I glanced at Grumpy and Mr. Personality, and they seemed to be trying to do their best to repress their snickers, but neither one apparently had budged from their position despite being rather close to the door. As I maneuvered around the duo to go and lend some assistance to the suddenly ensnared Oh My God, I noticed that he had now adapted a posture that appeared to be some perversion of the downward-facing dog yoga position. Both of his hands were flat on the floor, as was the crown of his helmet, which apparently enabled him to better survey the situation, despite his prodigious belly. Eve, who also had been making his way over, with the intention, no doubt, of rescuing the door, beat me to the scene. He asked Oh My God in French if he were all right, but received only a grunt in response. I doubt that Oh My God understood the question, and it is quite possible that the response was an involuntary body function. After assessing the situation for all of 3 seconds, Eve sidestepped Oh My God, reached out for the door, and gently pushed. It swung open easily. Oh My God, realizing that he was suddenly liberated, scrambled to his feet and promptly walked over to the tasting bar, not once acknowledging me, Grumpy, Mr. Personality, or even his liberator. Without removing any of his cycling apparatus, helmet, gloves, safety goggles, he quickly caught Eve's attention by raising his hand as if he were hailing a cab. Despite being somewhat rudely summoned, not to mention the utter lack of acknowledgement for the rescue, Eve still had a smile on his face as he came over to Oh My God. "Would you like to have a tasting?" Eve asked in French. Oh My God responded in English. "What beers do you have on tap?" Eve could not determine if he was making a joke or not, and clearly was perplexed. I hoped to get some support from Grumpy and Mr. Personality, but they had somehow made their escape after the Oh My God blockade of the door had ended. I leaned over to Oh My God, close enough so that he could hear my somewhat hushed response, but hopefully far enough to avoid catching a whiff of the stench. "Oh My God, this is a winery. They only have wine." At first he appeared perplexed and seemed to be rehashing the discussion that he undoubtedly overheard earlier in the day when I told Grumpy and Mr. Personality that I would try and meet them here later for a tasting. After a few moments of reflection, it became obvious that he evidently remembered our exchange more clearly, since his state of confusion devolved into one of depression. I encouraged him to try the wines as long as he was there, but he refused, disgruntled, and started to get up to leave. There are certain points in your life when you realize rather quickly that you are just not as smart as you think you are. This was one for me. Instead of shutting my mouth and letting him walk out the door, I felt the need to speak. "It's free, you know." Oh My God spun back around and shot me a glance of disbelief, to which I responded with a slight nod. His face then lit up as if I had just told him he had just won the lottery, or, better still, that his mother was waiting for him at the hotel. He quickly plopped back down onto his stool and actually started rubbing his hands together in anticipation. I had never really seen this reaction in real life. Only on Looney Tunes. Eve somewhat reluctantly started Oh My God along the path that I had just sauntered down a few moments before, starting with a Cremant d'Alsace. I decided that I needed to stick around to possibly mitigate the next eventual train wreck, and once he noticed I was staying, Eve, without saying a word, reached down, grabbed another flute, and poured me some Cremant. There are few things in the world that I like outside of a nice glass of sparkling wine, and next to champagne, the sparklers from the Loire scratch that itch better than most. They're perhaps tied with the Cremants from Alsace. Loire Cremants are primarily made in two regions, Vouvray and Saumur, and those from Vouvray are made almost exclusively from Chenin Blanc, one of the more versatile varieties in the world. Chenin can be made bone dry, off dry, demi-sec, full bone dessert, and sparkling. Pretty darn versatile. As I was contemplating my love affair with the bubbles, I noticed that Oh My God was already done with his first glass. Since, as with most tasting room experiences, Eve would not serve the second wine before everyone had finished the first, I quickly finished my Cremant. I could daydream more at another time. There was no need to prolong this tasting one nanosecond longer than it needed to be. Eve, perhaps thinking the same exact thought, quickly came by with a fresh stem and the next wine, a dry Vouvray. Most of the time I am tasting, I spit, since I had a rather unfortunate incident a few years back when I was pretty sure I was going to die. The exception is sparkling wine. I just hate to spit it out. I reached for the bucket and spit out the wine. Oh My God looked at me in horror, and after a brief pause, spoke to me for one of the few times without being addressed first. "What are you doing?" That was it. I waited for more. Perhaps he thought I was being rude. Maybe he actually liked the wine and thought my spitting was an indication that I thought the wine was horrible. It wasn't. Or, more likely, he figured that there was never a good reason to spit out free booze. The rest of the tasting proceeded fairly quickly and without incident. Other than Oh My God becoming increasingly agitated by the amount, or lack thereof, of the wine being poured, Eve would pour the subsequent wine, and Oh My God would down it as if he were late for a flight. Never once did he ask about the wine, remove his helmet or sunglasses, or belch. Thank goodness. At some point, I indicated to Eve that this was the person about whom the other two had played the cruel joke on me, causing me to believe that he was, well, getting lucky on the trip. He quickly glanced at Oh My God, then back at me. He produced but a wry smile, which made me think that he still did not understand my predicament, disappearing into the back room. Oh My God took this as a sign to leave, apparently, as he rose from his stool without a word and headed to the door. He approached the door with a modicum of apprehension, as if he were a paperboy approaching a house with a menacing dog. After Oh My God negotiated the treacherous door unscathed, Eve reemerged carrying a bottle of their nicest Cremel, a vintage de Chansonnier Brut. He placed it down in front of me. "This is for you, from me. You are certainly going to need it." I expressed my gratitude, we exchanged pleasantries, and I made my way to the door. I looked back to throw him a wave, but he didn't see me. He was bent over the sink, washing glasses, shaking his head. Please let me know if you enjoyed this story. Thanks so much for listening. And next week, we're on to part 14.